Welcome to Supergirl Guide, the radio show. We'll cover the topics that you want to talk about, from hobbies to relationships to peer pressure. It's all about living life as a Supergirl, right here on the Voice America Kids channel. Now, here are your hosts.
Hey, and welcome to Supergirl Guide, the radio show. I'm Callie.
I'm Rinsley.
And this week, our topic is music is your brain food. So how are you, Rinsley?
I'm good. How about you, Callie?
I'm awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, let's start our power reads.
Okay, I chose creative for you this week. How can you be creative?
I can be creative just by looking at alternative ideas and just being open to certain things and, you know, whenever I need something, just be creative about it.
Yeah.
This week I chose for you fearless. How can you be fearless this week? And I knew that I should pick this for you because, you know.
That's my favorite word. Yeah. I can be fearless by obviously not like you can't be like completely like fearless of everything, but instead of just being completely unafraid, just I know I'm afraid of some things, but just jumping in and trying them anyways.
Definitely. That's awesome.
So, the power word I chose, I already told you. But the power word I chose for myself was outgoing, and I can be outgoing by like again being fearless, just trying like everything I'm afraid of doing.
That is awesome. I totally agree. That is a really awesome power word. So this week I chose for myself smart, and I can be smart by just really focusing, because I have an issue with focusing. So as long as I'm focusing, I'm being smart, you know? And as long as I am working hard, I'm being smart. So just work hard and focus, I think, is the two things that could help me be smart this week.
Yeah.
So let's get to our questions. So this week our theme is music is your brain food. So how does music feed your brain?
I think it's the most important thing to me. So everything I do, I relate it to music, even in math class. I don't know. It's just pretty much everything to me, and it helps me get through everything. Positively everything.
That's awesome. And like,
what about you?
I totally agree with that, because when I was in second grade, we didn't get taught like math facts, like, you know, like 2 times 2 is 4, you know. We were taught with music, so my teacher would put on these CDs that would help us learn our times tables. And to this day, I still know how the songs go, and I'll be like,
same.
It's crazy, you know? Like, that's just how it is, you know? I'll be like, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24. Like, you know, that's just how it is, so.
Go, Rinsley, go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, a question I have is, are there any artists that you especially like the music of? Who are they, and what are they? Are you absolute? Okay, I'm going to re-say that. Okay. So, do you have any favorite artists, and who are they, and what are your absolute favorite songs by them?
Well, I have a lot of favorite artists, and just definitely different influences, but one of my favorites is probably John Mayer. I love how good he is at the guitar, and also just his style is, like, really unique, and I really do love it. And my favorite song by him is probably Waiting on the World to Change.
I've never heard
that. That's one of my favorites. Like, waiting. Yeah, it's a good song. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Rinsley. Okay. I bet no one can guess my answer. I like Taylor Swift.
That was too easy for her.
I like Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran overall.
Oh, gorgeous. Love his voice.
Yeah. My favorite songs by Taylor. This is, like, illegal. This question shouldn't have been asked.
You asked it.
I know, right? I'm like, this question's illegal. Okay. All Too Well, Dear John. John Mayer. You like John Mayer.
Oh, okay. There we go.
I had to say that. And Mean.
Oh, yeah. Mean's a good one.
And then Ed Sheeran, I like You Need Me, I Don't Need You, Sunburn. Yeah.
It's a good one. Have you heard that one that was in The Lord of the Rings? Can't remember what it's called right now. It's like something Fire.
I think it's just called Fire.
Fire.
I think I'll have to Google it.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
I think it's I See Fire. I haven't seen that movie.
Yes, I See Fire. That's what it is.
But I know, like, all the songs. Yeah.
That's a good song.
So, yeah. Another question I have is, do you play any instruments?
Yes, I play 3 instruments. I play the piano, the guitar, and the ukulele. And I love them all.
I play guitar. I just started piano.
That's awesome.
And, yeah.
Yeah, I love instruments. Like, I swear, I went to Milano's today, and I honestly couldn't find an instrument that I didn't want to play. I'm like, okay, I'm buying this.
I want to learn how to play that.
And I'm buying this.
I want to
learn, Mom. I'm buying this. I know. I found this, like, banjo ukulele that I totally fell in love with, and I'm like, if I was a country singer, I would own this. So,
yeah, I also know how to play a 12-string pretty much. I don't own one.
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy. Actually, I do, too.
Yeah,
I was just trying
thing.
That
it's
out.
It's just, like, really hard to, like,
it just sounds different.
In.
It's
yeah.
really neat. Yeah, it's very cool.
It's cool.
So, did you know that there was a study done that showed that music can predict our personalities and, like, do... It's really cool. So,
yeah,
I'm going to break
sure.
it down. So, blues fans have high self-esteem, are creative, outgoing, gentle, and at ease. And so, jazz fans have high self-esteem, are creative, outgoing, and at ease. Classical music fans have a high self-esteem and are creative, introverts, and at ease. And then rap fans have high self-esteem and are outgoing. I can definitely agree to that one. I know a lot of rap fans that are very outgoing. Opera fans have high self-esteem and are creative and gentle. And country and western fans.
I like country.
Kylie.
I
just called
you Kylie. You've known me for like a longest time and you called
okay,
me Kylie.
Okay, I just pronounced your C wrong, okay? Technically, I know your name. Just pronounced it wrong. And, okay, so back to what I was saying.
Okay, Riley.
Callie. I get Riley a lot, so I guess
yeah,
I deserved that one.
You
right. Yeah. So country and western fans are hardworking and outgoing, and I can say that about Callie. It's definitely... Callie, not Kylie.
Yeah, yeah.
Callie is definitely very hardworking and outgoing. Reggae fans, which I thought this was funny because I, like, think... Reggae's cool.
I think it's cool.
I think it's cool. And they have high self-esteem, are creative, not hardworking, outgoing, gentle, and at ease. So they're just, like, chill,
just, like,
I
chill,
guess.
Man.
They're just pretty darn chill, like,
they're
hippies.
Just chill.
Peace out, yo. So yeah. Dance fans, which I guess, like, dance music, like,
yeah,
pump it
like,
up.
Mm,
yeah, yeah, woo-hoo,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, those are the ones I don't like. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not really into that either. But they're creative and outgoing, but not very gentle. So you can find them beating people up. No, I wouldn't. No, they're just not gentle. Indie fans, like, also us, which I have
yeah,
to say, because I like indie, you like indie, have low self-esteem, are creative, not hardworking, and not gentle. So, we are not the best people, Callie.
Like, mixed them. I don't know why that is.
But you like both. So,
yeah,
you just have to mix them up and, you know, you can just be a little
you know,
violent.
You can be a little bit of everything. Like, so, a variety. It's
yeah,
like
exactly.
Going to get frozen yogurt and putting everything on. Cause
yeah,
just cause.
You know, you put some strawberries. I don't like strawberries.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Yeah. And then Bollywood fans are creative and outgoing, so I guess it's like the okay.
Yeah.
That's like
what?
Indian stuff, right?
I think. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, it's like cheeky. I
like
don't
the,
know.
Like the cool kind of dancing that like they do with snakes.
Yeah, exactly. They're like and then they do the hands and they're
yeah,
like behind each other.
We need to get like a camera.
I wish you guys
just
could
post
see
this.
Us right now.
Yeah, we're like doing these weird motions.
Yeah.
This is interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely
yeah.
interesting. So
that just happened.
Yeah. So rock and heavy metal fans have low self-esteem, are creative, not hardworking, not outgoing, gentle, and at ease, which surprises me.
That's
a lot, actually.
That's weird.
Because these are, like, the screamo people. They're like, I like ice cream. You don't like ice cream.
Yeah.
And they don't... And I don't know. Just by the music, it just sounds more violent than, like,
they're gentle
indie,
and at ease,
so.
Yet they're not hardworking or outgoing.
It's a little different, for
that's
sure.
That's strange. Continue.
Yeah. So, pop chart fans, which I actually like pop. Indie and pop are my two things.
I'm very top 40s. Continue.
Yeah, and so it's just we have high self-esteem, are hardworking, outgoing,
let me
gentle.
Guess, not creative. It's going to say not creative.
But not creative and not at ease.
Yep,
so, you know what? I think that everybody's
well,
just a little mix of everything. And
everyone's
soul fans,
mainstream.
Which I also really like is soul music, they have high self-esteem, are creative, outgoing, gentle, and at ease.
So basically, whatever you are, don't let this determine you. You are who you are. You're just your music. To share. You can do what you want. This is just what the studies say. You know, that doesn't define you as a person at all.
Don't say who you are.
Nobody can tell you who you are. Yeah. So let's take a break. I'm Rinsley.
And I'm Callie.
And you're listening to Supergirl's Guide the Radio Show on Voice America Kids Network. We'll be right back.
We didn't invent Kid Talk, we perfected it, and at a very young age. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
There's so much going on in the tech field. The tech team is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to the Tech Team, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
You're listening to Supergirl Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids. We're here to talk about what's on your mind. Let's get back to the show.
Hey, and welcome back to Supergirl Guide, the radio show. I'm Callie.
I'm Lindsay.
And you are, our topic this week is music is your brain food.
Yeah. So today we're here with Cece Jones, our wonderful, what would you call yourself, Cece?
Oh, wow.
Like for Hot Mix, what would we call that?
I would say
director,
a producer.
Producer of Hot Pipes singing competition. Yes. And so Hot Pipes is basically this amazing singing competition that you go to, and you just get lots of positive feedback from all the judges and everybody there. You just feel very welcome and at home, and it's a very comfortable setting, and I really do love Hot Pipes.
Yeah.
It's very fun, and I think both me and Callie.
I'm so happy to hear that. Yeah.
I, every week I get so excited. I'm like, I'm going to Hot Pipes, guys.
Let's go.
And it's so fun.
So, can you tell us a little bit about yourself in Hot Pipes?
Well, you know, Hot Pipes really is kind of like a part of me, because I actually started out like a lot of the participants do in a talent contest myself. And I wasn't very good. And but I was encouraged by numerous people, and eventually learned what it was all about. So that was the modest start, and I made a strong commitment to music, which I love, and set goals for myself, and I've been very blessed, you know, to achieve several things.
So. That is so awesome. That's so amazing to know that people like you who have made it started out just like us. And I think that's really awesome that a lot of people need to know, is that, like, you don't have to be, like, super amazing when you start out, which what you just said is that you weren't that good, but obviously you're amazing now, so there's always hope for people that don't feel like they're perfect yet.
If it's what you love to do, and even if you think you're not that good, and the more things you do and like the more opportunities you have and the more practice, you get better and better.
Well, I see a lot of myself in a lot of the people that are doing what they're doing, mm-hmm. and because I've been there, and so it's achievable, and there are certain things that apply to it, and hopefully we're trying to give people some tips on how to make their road a little shorter and what it takes to really get out there, because we all have dreams.
Definitely.
And both of you, Rinsley and Callie, you guys are very, very gifted and talented.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we really look forward to when you participate with Hot Pipes, and you're very gifted, and you have a wonderful future ahead of you.
Thank you so much.
I'm seeing this totally different side of you guys.
Now you know we're really insane
on stage, but we're really crazy.
We're insane.
And sometimes that can be a mistake, because all of a sudden I have seen you as one entity, and now you're there are multi personalities that
people.
You have.
Definitely.
We're pretty good.
We have lots of
But they're all good.
You just haven't seen our bad sides yet. we're good.
Well,
we're nice people.
We're good people.
Well, you're so energetic, and that's what I was sitting here watching the first segment, and I was being royally entertained.
We need like a camera.
I know, like just watch us, just like do our little crazy dancing.
Yes, yeah. We dance, if you haven't noticed. We dance while we're talking.
People like ask, so what do you like to do? Or what are you good at? I sing, I act, and I dance debatably.
Debatably. I can agree with that. Know. I am not a very good dancer.
Well, I had that kind of problem early in my career. Once I figured out, first of all, who I was, mm-hmm. and my goal was to be not just a singer, because I love to sing, mm-hmm. but I love to dance. I love to tell jokes and do comedy.
That's awesome.
And I love to entertain people. And so I had to find those venues that would allow you to do that.
Do all that
and
stuff.
So, and then the problem would come when I was invited to do a television show, mm-hmm. And they gave you 5 minutes on the air. It was about who are you going to present. So you got 5 minutes to for everyone to connect with you.
Yeah.
So would I sing? Would I dance? Would I tell jokes? Or what would I do?
Definitely.
So uh-huh. So the more talented you are, the more complex it becomes.
Oh yeah.
for your identity.
Definitely.
Because like I said, I'm just flabbergasted at both of you because you guys should do comedy. Okay?
I mean,
you'd be
you.
Really good at it. But you see yourself as singers and actresses and mm-hmm. and perhaps entertainers and definitely. Musicians, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but it's all good. And
yeah.
it's like, but when people paint that picture of you, that becomes who you are to them. And so, and even singing a song, they connect with you and they picture you of being a certain person or a certain mm-hmm. way. And so you have to be
break
sure.
out of that shell.
Yeah, you have to be a little careful, you know, and mm-hmm. always think of those things because there was a guy named way back named Chubby Checker.
I like that name.
Yeah. And it was he had some songs called The Twist. Okay, it was
some dance. Oh, baby.
Okay, I know that. Okay, we're good.
Okay.
I didn't know that was his name until
now.
That makes it even better.
And he was a healthy eater. Okay, so he carried an extra little weight on him. And and by doing the twist, okay, he actually lost a lot of weight.
Oh, really?
And
wow.
He became national and international because
how
of the twist, because that was captured by the whole world and everybody was doing the twist.
Wow.
Okay.
That is so neat. I never knew that story.
And then when he came out as a thin man, okay,
like,
years later,
that's so cool.
And he wanted to maybe sing a real song, you know, a mm-hmm. real serious song,
yeah.
No one would let him do it.
Oh, really?
Why?
They all wanted him to do the twist. So
oh
sometimes
goodness.
You can have a hit record,
yeah.
okay? And every time you go out to perform, that's what the people want to hear. They don't want to hear what you are now doing.
They want to hear what you were doing.
You created a memoir, and they want to revisit that. So it's interesting.
That is very interesting.
That's
yeah. That makes me think a lot. I have to think about that a lot.
Yeah, it would really
food
be
for
good.
Thought.
Yeah.
I know. I never knew about
I
that.
I wrote a song called, Hi, My Name is Potato Chip. Oh, it was really.
I'm like, can we take a moment just to appreciate that?
Can we take a moment, appreciate the name, and then hear it?
Right. It was gimmicky, potato chip, whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine, you know, you have to go out, you know, every day of your life on any show or this or that and the other performance and walk out and go, hi, I'm potato chip. Yum, yum, yum.
Oh, my goodness.
This is amazing. I want to hear that song, please.
Well, I don't remember it. You know? I remember the damage that it did. You know? And so I had to resurrect myself and perhaps get a little bit more in-depth with lyrics and things that are, hey, man, people are listening to you. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And there was another guy who was just hilarious. He started on a television show I think it was might have been a show called The Gong Show, okay, and where you'd come out and if you really were bad, they'd hit this big gong or get the hook, you know. Well, he came out as a comic wearing a brown paper bag.
Oh, my.
So he became known as the Unknown Comic. Okay? And people gravitated to him.
Oh, yeah.
And he became huge, very successful. And then once he got to where he was going, he told his management and agent that, hey, I don't want to wear the bag anymore, you know? And they said, and so he went out as
himself.
And nobody showed up.
Oh, my goodness.
Because they came to see the bag.
And it's funny that one paper bag,
yes,
probably 99 cents, can change your career.
Yeah, it had little eyes and a little mouth area.
Oh, my goodness.
You see a lot of the people at football games or sporting events when their team is really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really crazy.
I never knew about either of those stories. That was really cool.
Well, Cece, thank you so much for your time. We've had such a blast.
You're an amazing guest. I'm really excited to see you again at Hot Pipes.
Well, thank you.
It's
been so much fun being able to come over and talk to you. I'm so impressed with that.
Oh, thank you.
Your insanity.
I learned a lot today myself about things. But thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much, Cece.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Well, let's take a break. I'm Rinsley.
And I'm Callie.
And you're listening to Supergirls Guide the Radio Show on Voice America Kids Network. See ya.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Bookworm is a show for the reader and those that should probably be reading a little more. We'll tackle the classics, the bestsellers, and the brand new works that you won't be able to put down. Your host will be combing the pages of them all and letting you know what needs to be in your personal library and what might be better reading for the bathroom. Tune into Bookworm, airing Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. We promise that listening will be just like delving into a good book.
We didn't invent Kid Talk, we perfected it, and at a very young age. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
You're a responsible person, and you're trying to do everything you can to save the planet. But are you doing enough? We've got the right person to help you keep on thinking green. Mario Jr. is the host of Alive and Green. The show is all about green tips, staying environmentally friendly, and having fun while doing something great for our Mother Earth. You'll want to check out the show Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. If we all do our part now, it'll only mean a brighter and better future for us later.
And now, Kid Star Update, here's Cole with Sports Rewind.
My name is Cole Meon from Fort Wayne, Indiana, and you are listening to Sports Rewind. In NBA news, Miami falls to the Bulls 88-85 in overtime. Miami is on a three-game losing streak, but they ended that streak against the Wizards, winning 99-90. If they would have lost, they would have not made it to the playoffs. It was a close one for the Heat. And also, Lakers defeat the Thunder 114-110, his third triple-double in that game. In college basketball news, Michigan takes a win over Indiana 84-80. In the Big Ten tournament begins March 13th in Indianapolis. Number 1, Michigan. Number 2, Wisconsin. Number 3, Michigan State. And number 4, Nebraska all earn first-round byes. And everyone is gearing up for March Madness, which begins March 16th. In NHL news, Detroit loses to the Rangers 0-3. Boston wins against Florida 5-2. My name is Cole Beyond, and thank you for listening to Sports Rewind on the KidStar Radio Network.
You've been listening to Sports Rewind.
Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about four times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel.
Sometimes we may sound strange, but remember, we're just kids with opinions. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
What do you want to do? Are you interested in the performing arts? If so, make sure you tune in to the Angel and Harmony Show. Angel and Harmony have experience singing, acting, and performing in general, and want to help you live out your dreams of the future. Whether you are interested in acting, modeling, dancing, or singing, this is the show for you. We'll even give you the scoop on being behind the scenes if you're a little shy. The Angel and Harmony Show is heard live every Thursday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel. You're listening to Supergirl Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids. We're here to talk about what's on your mind. Let's get back to the show.
Hey, and welcome to Supergirl Guide, the radio show. Oh, welcome back, you know. Okay. I'm Callie.
My name's Josie.
No, actually, I'm Kylie. Hi.
And I'm Josie.
Josie? Yeah. Okay. Okay. Actually, my name's Callie.
And my name's probably Rinsley. I can't really remember.
I think it's Callie or something like that. Something along the lines.
Yeah, like we're both
I'm turning
Callie.
Into Cece. Like, oh, you know, he never remembers anyone's name, and it's the most amazing thing ever. That's like the only like thing that's wrong with him, because he's so cool.
He's really cool.
Yeah.
So, just so you guys know, if you want to audition for Hot Pipes, go to www.ccjones.com/hotpipes. And CC Jones, okay, I'm going to try this again, guys. It's www.ccjonesproductions.com/hotpipes.
Yeah.
So, I recommend it to anybody starting out. Anyone who has a lot of experience, anybody starting out, no matter what, how old you are, except for if you're an adult, then you probably can't do it. But, like, 6 to 17? Yeah, so 6 to 17 would be the age. So if you're looking for something like that, that's the place to be. So, yeah.
Yeah. So it's, like, really good for, like, everyone.
It's good for,
like,
anyone. I've grown so much from that competition, so.
Yeah.
Completely recommend.
Yeah, it helps a lot because it was, like, one of the first few things I did. But, like, even if you're just starting, it helps a lot with, like, stage presence and stuff because everyone's nice. But they also give you, like, criticisms that help you. So
definitely.
It's a good place to start.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Even if you think you're perfect, you're probably not, because they'll have something to say to you.
Yeah, right?
Trust me.
They've probably got something. So, this segment is segments from the workbook, and you can purchase the Severson Sisters Supergirl Guide to Respect at www.seversonsisters.org. Nailed it.
Okay. Good job.
So, the first question I have is, what's your theme song? I guess that kind of goes along with the
Perfect with our topic.
I guess. I don't know. It was hard to choose ones from the it's hard to choose them from the topic because like there aren't many things about music, but you know, I tried to choose ones that would like go along. Okay. That was totally
that was awesome.
Okay.
Kelly.
That would okay, we're not, okay, keep going. There weren't many that went along with music, so I just tried to go along with ones that, like, go along with, like, your career and stuff and what you're excited for. But anyways, the first question, Rinsley, yeah, okay.
I'm having a laughing fit, I'm sorry.
It's okay, I'll just talk. Okay, you're good. Rinsley's, like, red in the face.
I'm crying.
Okay, all right, you're good, okay. There we go.
Wipe away my tears.
Okay.
So.
We got this.
Yes. What's your theme song?
Okay. Yes. So what's your theme song is the first question I have.
Okay. Well, I love, like, a bunch of songs. My theme song right now, because I always change. I, like, you know. is probably The Voice Within by Christina Aguilera, because I really like
that
song.
I have never heard that.
It's a very, very awesome song, so you should go listen to it.
Okay, I have a real answer and I have a joke answer, okay? So my real answer would be, I don't know, I always answer this question the same. I don't know, I feel like I should like mix it up.
I have a good answer for you too.
Okay, a few of my, I think, ones that like kind of describe how I feel and stuff. I've mentioned this. It was by the Glee cast because I like Glee a lot. It's called Loser Like Me because it's cute and, yeah. It's talking about how, like, they get bullied for having dreams and stuff. And it's saying one day you'll want to be like them once they've...
Totally agree with that.
So
what's your joke answer?
Okay. So when I was in Big, the musical... And it still happens to this day. Everyone that was in Big with me, whenever I walk into a room, they sing Cynthia Benson. So I guess I could say that. They do that like every single time. Like my very first rehearsal,
that's awesome.
Like the director like seriously sang that as I walked into the room. I'm like, you know.
That's awesome.
They're never going to let me ever live that down ever.
The song I have for you is That's Not My Name. That's not my name.
We need to sing that for Cece. Let's do it.
No, whatever gets her name wrong. That's not my name. That's not my name.
Someone did that, I think, last year to a substitute teacher. Yeah, that's
so
happened.
Funny.
That was in math. Yeah, that was interesting.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Anyways,
next question.
Yeah. The next question I have from the Zeros and Sisters Supergirl Guide to Respect is, what activities are you interested in that could show off your creativity? We've done this a lot, but...
Yes. This is a good question, though.
Yeah, it is. It could change over a period of time.
Exactly. I'm still very interested in doing and painting. I'm actually very, like, I really do love to do that. And it's kind of a side thing that I don't really get any direction for it, but it's just kind of a thing that I do by myself, you know. Yeah. It's not really painting. It's more like watercolor pencils, and pencil. So I kind of just stuff
That's
like that.
That's cool.
But another way to show creativity is writing songs because you're... You know, you have to be pretty creative to write a song, because, you know, so I think that's a really good one. And you're very creative, so you write songs.
Sure. Yeah.
It works.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think, well, I signed up for art next year. So.
Awesome.
That's cool. I also signed up for keyboarding next year. So,
keyboarding?
You know, I'm
sticking on the computer?
No. Like, piano.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, on
that's
the computer?
Fun. Like on the, well, I don't know. I didn't know they
that
offered
was
that kind of class. For,
yeah. But, yeah, awesome. I'm doing those, and then I just kind of started piano, and I'm going to continue it in school and stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
Awesome.
So, I think that's, yeah, pretty much it. I know. Yeah, I write songs, too. I guess I could throw that out there. I like poetry. Like, my...
Oh, yeah.
My English teacher likes to embarrass me. Because she always makes me,
you're
like...
You're probably so good at it.
It's... No, she, like... Oh, okay. Long story. Yeah, my English teacher is interesting. I like my English teacher. Okay. Continuing on with that. We always get, like, so off, like, topic sometimes. Like, I think we ended up talking about, like... food one. I think
we're
talking
topic
about
right
like,
now. Kelly.
I know. I think we're talking about like Nutella one time.
Oh yeah,
we were
in hot chocolate.
We were talking about that one.
We
time.
Were.
That was so interesting. Okay. Anyways, next question. Okay. So my next question is: what are you most excited about next school year?
Well, I'm excited to graduate. I'm going to graduate next year, and I'm really excited for that. So that'll
cool.
be really fun.
Yeah, I was, like, pulling on your cord. Okay,
it's
sorry.
Okay,
next school year, I'm going to be in eighth grade. So I'm kind of excited for, like, promotions and stuff. And yeah.
That's cool. That's fun. I like it.
I liked
eighth grade. I like seventh grade better. Do you like seventh grade?
No.
Okay. Well, maybe it'll be opposite for you. You know, it's got to get better.
I guess, yeah. I'm excited to, like, leave next year. That'll be cool.
Are you switching schools again?
No, leave. No, why did I say leave? Oh,
I'm like, what
no,
are you
I'm
doing?
I'm excited to, leave at the end of next year. I
oh,
get to go to high
like,
school, you know?
Yeah, that's
you know,
fun.
Yeah, that was confusing. You're like, what?
High school's okay. Scary. I'm scared of high school.
You're in high school.
I know.
Okay. Anyways, yeah, I think I'm just excited to, like, start a new year and stuff.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. So, we all have, like, questions that all, like, tie in with each other. So,
oh, yeah.
My last question is, What was your favorite part of the year so far?
I have a list. I have a list.
That's a tough one. Ooh. Favorite part of this year? Well.
Okay. Is it making those noises right there?
Yeah, definitely.
My favorite part
of this year is writing songs, because I actually, like, legitly started writing songs and playing an instrument this year.
Just gonna throw this out there, because
that's probably my favorite part.
I thought you were going to, but yeah, Rinsley's band's CD.
Oh yeah, released. Our album's coming out.
Yeah,
one of our songs is out. It's called Sword of Truth. I think we actually had it on the show. And so it's out for, you can buy it now at cdbaby.com. So it's called Sword of Truth by Otto Lumen. So look it up. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, I had to say that because I thought you were going to say it, but I'm like, oh, she's
not
going to.
Think about that. You're like, maybe I should do it for her.
A few of my favorite parts were definitely, well, this like year, not the school year, the year, just like doing a bunch of singing competitions and singing with like Chicks with Picks and stuff.
Yeah.
And also meeting Lucy Hale. That was pretty fun. Stalking her all day. That was actually really interesting. We stalked her like to both of her concerts.
Really?
And we stalked her, but awesome. It was well worth it. Yeah. So that was fun.
So cool.
Yeah.
Wow, that would have been fun.
Yeah.
I wish I could have stalked her.
I love stalking people. Just kidding.
I wish I could have stalked
I don't stalk
her.
People, I promise.
Are you sure?
Okay. No. Anyways, so thank you for listening. I'm Callie.
I'm Rinsley.
And we'll be right back.
Do you think that you can't change the political system in our country? Well, one host is doing that and started at age 13. Join Connor Brantley for Hello, the Future is Calling. Our show takes an inside look at what's going on in national, state, and local government from a new and very unique perspective. Connor holds our elected officials accountable and will bring you an unbiased look at what's really going on. Listen for Hello, the Future is Calling every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Kids. Help make a difference.
We didn't invent Kid Talk, we perfected it. And at a very young age, you're listening to Voice America Kids.
Join us every week for the Paper Hope Street Team. None of our topics are off the table. This is a program that you can listen to and discuss with your family. From the pages of the Paper Hope blog to the internet radio airwaves, we'll talk about the topics you want to talk about, such as friendship and relationships, or some more controversial issues about sex, drugs, and underage drinking. Join the Paper Hope Street Team live every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Kids channel. Let's talk soon.
You're listening to Supergirl Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids. We're here to talk about what's on your mind. Let's get back to the show.
Hey, and welcome back to Supergirl Guide, the radio show on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Callie.
And I'm Rinsley.
Yeah. And our topic is music.
Brain is your music food.
Yeah, right? Exactly. And this segment is questions from friends and girls around the valley.
Yes, it is.
So, yeah.
All right. So, the first question I have is define bullying.
Define bullying. That's deep.
So, direct bullying or identification to bullying actions may be hitting, tripping, shoving, pinching, and excessive tickling. Okay.
Excessive tickling. Okay. Tickle, Kelly. Tickle.
When someone tickles me, I, like, warn them before they do it, because I may or may not, like, accidentally hit them.
I can't be tickled if I'm not in a good mood. That's just one of my rules. But verbal threats, name-calling, racial slurs, insults, demanding money, property, or some service to be performed, stabbing, choking, burning, and shooting. Okay, I think that
bullying.
Stabbing, choking, and burning wouldn't really be...
That's like...
killing... I mean, that'd be killing someone, not really bullying, but... Okay.
That's
indirect bullying may be more difficult to detect and may include rejecting, excluding, or isolating targets, humiliating targets in front of friends, manipulating friends and relationships, sending harmful or threatening emails or writing notes, blackmailing, terrorizing, or posing danger stares, developing a website devoted to taunting, ranking, or degrading a target, and inviting others to join in posting humiliating notes or messages.
That's like that really sad movie, Cyberbullying.
Yeah, it really is. So
I watch that movie all the time.
I love that movie, actually. It's a really good movie.
That's a sad movie.
It's very sad, but it's very good. I know. But, and it's good because she was able to get her life together.
And yeah, I know. That was a sad movie, though. I don't know. I cry every time I watch that.
I don't cry. I don't know. It's weird. That's I only cry for real life things. It's really weird. Rinsley's weird.
Rinsley's weird. We know. Okay. Yeah. Know that sort of thing, Rinsley's so. Interesting. Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
I'm different.
Yeah.
I'm a stranger in this land.
Okay, go on, or else I'm going to start saying weird
things. Okay, okay. A question that I have is, I think you pretty much wrapped up that question, so I'm just going to let Rinsley go with that one. Okay, so on a lighter note, a question I have is, what's your everyday school look? See, that is a totally...
This is my favorite question ever. I love this question.
This is my favorite question ever.
Okay. Everyday school look. I can't really give my look a title, but...
Title.
Okay, so...
I call mine, like, the burrito on the way to listen to music, on the way in a convertible.
That's awesome. No, my everyday school look definitely has to be, I just, like, really like putting myself together. So, my hair is either wavy, curled, straightened, or put up in some sort of way. I like to go pretty natural on the makeup, so, just some concealer wherever I need it, some blush powder, some brown eyeliner, and, mascara, or more eyeshadow if I'm feeling, like, super cool that day.
And then, like, all swaggy.
Yeah, you know. And then, at my school, I'm not allowed to wear jeans, so something, like, either a skirt or a color jean. Probably would be what I would wear, and then some cute top or something. I don't know.
Well, I used to wear leggings all the time, but then leggings were banned from my school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That happened. I don't ask me why, because I don't even know why, but
maybe
leggings...
It was your fault. No, I'm just kidding.
No,
it have been your fault.
Like, everyone wore leggings. It was, like, a thing, and then we're allowed to wear them if we wear, like, long shirts, but...
Oh, yeah.
Like, no one wore, like... weird leggings that showed everything.
Yeah,
I don't know. That was
maybe
weird.
Maybe one person did.
I
like,
never
okay,
saw that on. Ever. And
maybe they pulled them out of class right away and were like, no.
Changed. Yeah.
Who knows?
I don't know. That's weird. So I don't wear leggings anymore. But I like, when I wear jeans, usually I roll them up at the bottom. I don't
That's
know.
True.
I do that.
I used to do that.
And then, I don't know. I wear more dresses than most people do and skirts.
I do too.
And I don't know.
I definitely do too.
But I basically curl my hair every day. I don't know. I have a thing for doing that. And
I've noticed that, but it looks good.
I like straighten my hair every once in a while.
It's
but
cute.
Everyone's like, "You look so different." I'm like,
"Not really."
Okay.
You look cute. She's always very cute and put together.
Thank
she knows
you.
What she's doing snap.
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 Snail's just doing snap.
Exactly.
Ooh, I found a name for my look. It's gonna be hashtag YOLO swag. Swaggy.
I call mine Rinsley.
Rinsley. It's called Rinsley.
Rinsley.
Just Rinsley.
Just Rinsley.
Yeah.
Okay, so a question that I got is, how can I prevent bullying?
Well,
I
said whale. Okay.
Whale.
Well, it depends on, like, where you're at in it. If you're the person doing it, that's pretty easy. Just stop doing it. just stop.
Just stop it.
Just stop.
No, it's like, I remember this quote. From someone,
I love
but it's
quotes.
Like, yeah, I know, we love them, and it's like hating, but gossiping, lying, or something, and then it just says stop it, I like that. Yeah.
Okay.
It's really cool.
Oh, it's like those letter things. Yeah, I see those a lot.
Really? Yeah, they're really awesome. So.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what I feel you.
So
I feel you
easy.
On an emotional
It's just easy.
Level.
Just stop it.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta do. Just stop it. So yeah.
And well, if you're seeing it happen, just like
stand up. Be brave. That was, okay, so our songwriter wrote us this song. We didn't end up, like, using it, but it's like, stand up, be brave. So, yeah, I don't know.
Aww,
it's kind of cool.
Cute.
So. You just gotta stand up and
that
be
reminds
brave.
Me of Taylor Swift. Okay, sorry. That reminds me of Taylor Swift's Kid commercial.
Oh,
be
yeah.
A brave girl.
Yeah. I totally remember
see
that.
See that all the time. Okay.
Seen that before.
Okay. In her little polka dot dress. Okay. I, like, literally always talk about her. Okay,
no,
anyway.
I don't know if there's, I think there's, if there's a show that doesn't have the words Taylor Swift in it, I will be baffled.
I mention her at least like twice every show.
Well, more than once every show.
Yeah.
You know? Just gotta get some Taylor Swift in there.
Yeah. Anyways, I don't know. That reminded me of it. Well, if you're like seeing other people do it, like invite the person away.
That's true. Like, come with me. Let's leave.
Hey, come to the copy room with me.
And it doesn't matter who you're taking away from the area. Like, if you're taking away, like, the bully, it would be okay. But I think it's best to take away the, like, the victim, the person that's being bullied. Because if you say, hey, bully, let's go, you know, the victim will feel bad. But if you take the victim, you say, hey, let's go over here and talk and have some fun. It'll almost not quite make up for what the bully did, but it'll help, you know? Yeah, it'll make them feel better about themselves. Yeah, exactly.
I've actually never invited anyone to help me make copies. But I don't know why I said that. Come to the copy room with me.
You can invite me to make copies anytime, Callie.
I've never said that to anyone. Come to the copy room with me.
Let's go make copies.
I don't know why I said that, but
yeah, but you know.
I did. Okay, my next question is, what's your favorite color?
Oh, ho, 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 ho. I have two.
Same.
Okay.
Oh, are they the same ones? Oh, okay, they're not.
And seafoam green.
Seafoam. I used to have, like, this, my mother will agree with this, I had this, like, month obsession with the color seafoam green. I didn't call it anything but seafoam green. Other people are like, you mean turquoise? You mean
or teal?
Seafoam green. It's called seafoam. I had, like, an obsession. I had to get everything in that color. I'm like, Mom, I want to get a seafoam green dress. Okay, Callie. Mom, I want to get a seafoam green backpack. That'd be cool. In seafoam green. Then we go to the store. What spoon do you want in your frozen yogurt? Seafoam green.
That's so funny. Okay,
that
happened. That's the color of my walls in my room. Seafoam green and yellow.
Seafoam green.
I love those colors together. They're really
like
cool.
Pink and red.
Okay. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's good.
I had to bring it in there one more
time. That's good.
Okay. Yeah, I like pink and red. Okay.
Red,
yeah.
Red,
anywho. Yeah. Okay, I'd bring it in there one more time.
I just had to keep singing it. You know?
Yeah. So,
So what are some causes of bullying, do you think?
Well, like, I've said this a lot of times. My history teacher has, like, this quote board.
Oh,
I think.
Let me see it. Hurt people.
Yeah.
I got it.
She knows it. See, that's how much I mention it. And my history teacher has a quote board. I think she's who got me into all these quotes. But, yeah, that was, like, the very first one she wrote on there. And I think, like, the reason people do it is because it's, like, a vicious cycle. If someone says something mean to them, they'll go say it to someone else because they think it's the norm.
Because it's a getting and protecting behavior. What you do after is you want to make up for what somebody did to you, so you want to make yourself feel better by putting
your
hands down.
Yeah, I think so.
So that's a big thing.
Yeah. So promise cards.
Yeah.
So I promise to try as hard as I can in school.
And I promise to always be true to myself.
Okay.
It was kind of cheesy, but
yeah. I promise to always be Rinsley.
I promise to be true to myself. Yeah.
Yeah.
All that stuff. So.
I promise to be Rinsley. Yeah. That's super duper good.
Yeah. So, yeah. Thank you so much for listening. You are listening to Supergirl's Guide the Radio Show on Voice America Kids Network. This production is produced by the Kidstar for the Voice America Kids Network. Up next is a track from the Kidstar album of the month.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Bye. See you guys. Bye.
Thanks for listening in on our great conversation this week. Please tune in to Supergirl Guide, the radio show. We're here every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Kids channel. From our Supergirls to you, have a super week.
My name is Lindsay Marie from Bookworm, and now from the Kidstar Album of the Month. Here's Mr. Saxophone Dave Farmer with Luke, I'm Your Father.
Luke tells his buddy solo, riding on a tom-tom. Gonna check on a projectile, but he ran out of time.
around. The heroes in the Falcon find a city in midair to meet Han's buddy Lando, but Vader's already there. Oh, and now I gotcha, a city in the sky. Now I got you. Luke encounters Yoda, haunted by the dark side. In the swamps of Dagobah, he fights the fear inside. Boba takes the bounty, frozen in carbonite. Luke arrives to save them. He and Vader get in a fight. Luke, I'm your father. What is with this guy? Luke, I'm your father.
Mr. Saxophone from the KidStar Album of the Month. Check it out on our website, kidstar.org.